everybody. I wanted to talk about the topic of spiritual warfare. What is it? How do we overcome? How do we stand against it? There's so many questions that we could ask about this, and different believers have asked me to start teaching on this, and I think it's time now. Now, first, I wanted to break down in maybe a couple podcasts what it means. What is spiritual warfare? How do we stand against it? So let me go in sequence, and let me first talk about how we war against this. First of all, we have to know our enemy. How does he work? Generally, across the board, how does he work in each of our own lives? How is he persistent? How does he come against us? And what defense do we have? And our defense is in Jesus Christ. So I wanted to just bring this topic today, and I wanted to start breaking it down and really helping people understand that there is a way to be able to push against the warfare. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy until we go home with the Lord. And until then, sometimes it'll be hard. Sometimes it'll be easier. But I always know this, that the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy Spirit, is with us. He always travels with us. He lives and dwells in us. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6 and 2 Corinthians 6 that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit and He dwells in us. So the first thing we need to know about this is that we all go through the same thing. Let me read you something out of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I'm going to go straight there. I'm reading out of the King James Version today. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13. This is straight across the board to every believer in Jesus Christ. And it's not something to fear. It says, "There hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it or handle it." So everybody in Christ around the whole world is enduring same temptations, some more, some less. And also, I may add that not everybody has the same walk, same warfare on a higher level. I learned this by experience. I'm not teaching you something that I haven't learned from experience. And I minister to different people around the world, and I tell you, this is the biggest topic, the biggest concept that believers across the board need to understand. Okay, so please come back. I will diligently put these teachings together and make it so simple that even a young child can understand. Alrighty, talk to you later.